Okay, Wednesday night, Or L'Chav Ches Sivan, Chavis Halvavashir, Shar HaKniya. We're in Perek Zion. He's going through different scenarios which bring out very starkly a person that's been Kone Kniya. He calls it the Simonim Asher Tizbarer and V'sonus Ha'onov. That's the heading of the Perek. Circumstances in which it becomes clear to all the anivus. So he went through number one, he has five things. Number one is you don't lash back when someone messed you up, someone did bad to you, evil to you. You don't lash back, you control yourself. Even you're angry, but you control that anger by thinking thoughts of Kniya. It's from Hashem. It's Kniya puts you like together with Hashem. So you say, okay, Hashem, either Hashem Omolo Kalel, or I deserved it, or Hashem is doing it to me, so obviously I deserved it, and so on. Number two was that he's Mekabel the Din, Matzdik the Din, whenever anything happens to him. You know, the number one is more personal, that he doesn't get angry, he doesn't lash back. The thought process is really the same as in number two, where again it's Hashem. So no matter what things going on in his life, it's not like you don't want to get angry at him. He doesn't get angry at Hashem. Makabel din shemayim is vayidom aron, like b'nodu b'naviyu. Number three, we're in the middle of. And he uses funny lashonos on number three. He says someone's either praising. Number three is my reaction to either praise or someone berating me and shaming me and making fun of me or whatever, saying over something I do wrong, embarrassing me, all of that. So the praise, you tell the guy, and he has him like talking to the person, like an imaginary conversation. I don't know if he means he should actually. I doubt he means he should actually say this. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not even true. It didn't really happen that way. You should know the Averis I did. And the reason, I mean, it sounds funny to us, but if we're missing the point if it sounds funny to us. The point is that you reject praise from people. Again, you're with Hashem. So it's meaningless to you. So you express it. That's what he's saying. You express it. When it's happening, you express. You don't just meaningless it. You express. You say, this stopped. It doesn't make sense. It's not even true. I've done averus that you don't know about. If you only knew my averus, you would run the other way. If the guy is shaming you, so again, he has him telling the person, you know, your mom is right, I don't know what to say. I actually have done much worse averus than what you're talking about. And again, it sounds funny to us, this imaginary conversation. Like, what does he have to say that for? The answer is that there's a bottom line. The bottom line is that he doesn't care what people are saying. He's not focused on people. He's bottled to Hashem. So it's not the point. The guy, you know, it's true. You're right. And because the truth is, it is true. Hashem knows everything we've done, right? So, if, you know, and that's seared. It's seared that we care so much what people say of us, and we talk if someone would berate us and shame us and talk about, you know, what we did publicly, we would. But Hashem Taka does know, right? And we're not ashamed, and we keep on trucking, and we're fine. So that's a chisaron and kniya. We don't think about that we're nichna to Hashem, and Hashem is truly in charge, and we're just basically like pawns. So we're up to the bottom of page Reish Zayin. Oh no, he says, don't think badly of him, all those things. Now we're on the top of Reish Ches, Amud Aleph. And eight lines down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No, one, two, three, four, five. Five lines down. On page Reish Ches, five lines down. And if what the person is saying about him is a lie, the guy's going around telling, spreading stories about you. Yomer lemesaro b'kach, he should talk in this vein to him also. And again, you're not really going to have this conversation with him. That's for sure. But also, Islam, it sounds weird, it sounds crazy. The point is, say what you want, do what you want. It doesn't affect me. You're nichnat Hashem, so you don't have what we would call normal human emotions. Because all you care about is what Hashem thinks of you. Hashem knows what you did, Taka knows what you did. Okay, English Bale Alma Asher Silani Hashem Milazos Mashi Yichastoli. He says, like, you know, I didn't do what you said I did, but it's only for the grace of God. Like, really, I would have. I might have done worse things. I rather didn't do this. And I don't know why Hashem stopped me from doing this. La'otzum chasodom yisale alai. Achateimu, I'm just happy he hid the things I did do. This I rather didn't do. And Baruch Hashem, he's not making public the things I did do. Achateimu sheister Hashem imas, I masher yoseh garua, umesuav, baharbe mimasher tiartanibo. I did much worse things than you're describing. Again, the point is, you're not affected by what this guy is saying. V'lachein chadal lecha ochi. And now, the Chagavov is going to say something that is very, very famous. I don't know if it's famous that he said it. There's a famous principle in the Chafetz Chaim that the Makor is this Chagavov that we're about to learn. And that is that if someone, it's said over, if someone talks Lashon Hara on you, so you get all their mitzvahs and they get all your averus. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. It's very famously said. The name of the Chafetz Chaim. Actually, it's taken from this Chafetz Chaim that we're about to learn. And it's not Stam Lashon Hara, like someone made up a story about you. So he says, you should tell the person, I want to thank you, but you should have Rachmanos on your schuyos. V'chus al schuyosecha. Shalo yovdu l'cha b'lisha targesh. You're going to lose all your schusim if you're not careful. U'kvar super alechad mayan she'achezet. There's such a story from a person who's a good guy. Shizkiru Barah, and they said bad things about him, they spread rumors about him, they said things about him. Vigio Hadavar, so he sent the guy a present. He went to the store, bought a fancy fruit basket, very elaborate, $30, you know, basket with chocolates and nuts, flowers. And he says, "Asholach losa shadibra lav lashon hara magash a portion malei mizimras iro." Because of loan, he wrote a card, and this is what it said in the card: "No delachi, I found out shato hisstarto li mitzchil secha. You siphoned off all your mitzvahs and you gave them to me. So I want to thank you. Here's a bouquet of flowers." Yeshukayach, very nice of you. L'chein reisav l'ingbo l'cho b'zeh. L'kvar mechad me'at tzadikim yesh yivu rab ne'yadim l'yom adin. You're going to go up to Shemayim. They're going to take out the ledger. B'kashi yagishu l'feyem ma'aseyem yimtu b'pinka z'chu yoseyem z'chu yishlo asom. There's going to be pages and pages and pages of mitzvah that for the life of you can't remember doing. Or for the death of you, whatever. You can't remember doing these mitzvahs. You say, you know, Hashem, I know there's no mistakes, but I want to be honest. Maybe there's like an assayon for me. I didn't do these mitzvahs. The akishim, the ayomalem, will be told to them. Asom asher rochlu negdechem. These people, there was a bunch of people talking lashon hara. They had a lot of schusim. They were whatever. They had schusim. They did mitzvahs also. Very nice people. So you got all those schusim. That's what's written down on your side of the ledger, their mitzvahs. The Yomalahem Asom Asher Rochlu Negdechem, Otsi Alechem Shemra. The Chenka Shay Yenukos Chuyos Holchei Rochil, they'll be missing. They'll say, hey, Epishta, like 40 pages missing from my ledger. Hashem says, sorry, on those days you spoke Lashon Hara, so everything went over to their ledger. Yidrushim Baisashol, the Ayomalem, Nukulochem, it was deducted. It wasn't deducted, it was sent over to the other guy, Kasha Dibatam Lashon Hara, and I get plenty of plenty. And it even is worse, not only will they be missing mitzvahs, but they'll have a virus in the ledger. They say, I never did that avera, no fear. Oh, you got them from Ploni Ben Ploni. That's his avera. You got it. It showed up in your inbox. Why? Because you crossed wires with the Lashon Hara. So. When you spoke Lashon Hara about them. It's a worse onish. Not only do you lose all your schusim to them, but you get their averus. Mishum kach is yonu akosu ba'omer zocher eso sherozo shem alakech lemir b'derech. In other words, you see how far reaching and cosmic Lashon Hara is. Now why it should be so, I didn't have time to think or think. Why should there be such a freebie out there? It probably has to do with that Lashon Hara is not real. It's just the way I feel. I put you down. I think I'm putting myself up. What are the two things you'll find? You'll find mitzvahs missing from your ledger. Anyway, but that's what he says, and he's always quoted as saying it. Or if he's not quoted.